lot longer.
That's what I think about too.
At least it seems like it'd be that way anyway.
Yeah, it looks that way anyhow. Well, I know the boys and girls that grew up in the smoke, they're all gone. Lots of them younger than I am, and they're all gone.
Well, most of the people that you know that smoke, what do they smoke?
Most of them smoke cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
Few smoke pipes. Now, I had two neighbors. I knew well, they were right at me. The doctor told us both sick and didn't know what the matter was. The doctor told them one day, said, if y'all don't quit smoking, said, you're going to die and you're going to last long. One old fella said, do you think that'll help me? He said, I don't think it'll know it will. Mm. You got a chance to live 10 or 15 years longer if you quit smoking.
Mm.
But say, you ain't going to live a year out if you don't quit smoking.
Mm.
He told the other the same thing. One of them said, well, if that's the case, I said, I don't have to have that old back. I said, I quit it and live longer. Well, he quit it, he lived longer, he got in good health, got fat. Today, 20 years or more afterwards, he looks better than he did then.
Mm-hmm.
The other than he smoked on about 6 months, he went to the graveyard.
Oh.
He told me, he said, I don't know if he did and do without my tobacco.
Well, I reckon he got what he wanted.
Well, he got what he wanted, that's right. And he really looked to be in better health than the one that puts the tobacco and lived.
Hmm.
Looked to be, he was a lot younger man.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's something.
I know that he is 20 years younger than I was. Mm-hmm. He lived the time he's 40. He was gone.
Hmm.
With his old tobacco. The other than it, about it. Around 89 now and still going strong.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. I wanted to ask you about some different kind of animals. Do you have any kind of bird around here that people say is supposed to be able to see in the dark?
I don't know.
Most of them make kind of a hooting noise.
Oh, you're talking about the old hoot owl and the horn owl.
Well,
yeah, we got lots of them in the country.
That old hoot owl is a big one?
I don't know if it's any bigger than a horn owl. Old horn owl is a mighty big owl, some of them. Old rooster owl is a mighty big old owl.
Well, do you know if there's a small one around here that's
old screech owl, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Got them too.
Yeah, they got them too. We got the horn owl and the rooster owl and the screech owl. And I'm going to tell you another thing too about them old horn owls. You got a bunch of pigeons, you know how they carry on at night? Always mm-hmm. Around at night. They find them little horn owls, they'll never stop to eat. They were glad to one of them.
Is that right?
They'll go in the barn and get them. Yeah, they can see in the night.
Oh, yeah.
Now, when I was out in the country, I had lots of the hoot owls and the horn owls and screech owls too. Out there. When I moved to town, I moved on the other side of the courthouse. Well, the first night I heard an old horn owl, he acted like he was on top of the courthouse up there. I think he was. It turned out to be there's 7-8 of them over on that side of town.
Hmm.
But since I come over here, I haven't heard an owl.
Is that right?
No kind since I've been here.
Hmm.
Hooting or screeching or hoo-hooing.
Hmm.
Yeah, we got plenty of them old owls. They eat the chickens, turkeys up, pigeons, things of that kind. That old horn owl, though. I don't think that old hoot owl will catch them. I don't think any bother going to push them out of the roost. Get right up beside them and push them out of the roost. Keep them from squalling.
What about do you have a bird around here that goes around drilling holes in trees?
A woodpecker?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we got plenty of them in the bottoms.